Professor Pop, I heard tiny bits of plastic are sneaking into the ocean, but how much plastic are we really talking about?
Great question, Lily. Imagine a huge garbage truck dumping plastic into the ocean. Every single minute of every day, that's how much plastic flows into our oceans annually.
Whoa, that's like a never-ending plastic party underwater. But what happens to all that plastic once it's there?
Well, the ocean's waves and sunlight break big plastic pieces down into teeny tiny bits called microplastics, smaller than cupcake sprinkles. They're so small, many sea animals can't tell them apart from real food.
Yikes! So fish might eat plastic thinking it's food? That sounds like a tricky mistake.
Exactly. Tiny fish munch on plastic bits, then bigger fish eat those smaller fish. And the plastic travels up the food chain, kind of like a game of telephone, but with plastic instead of words.
Does that mean the plastic can end up on our dinner plates too?
Scientists have found tiny plastic pieces in seafood, salt, and even drinking water. But they're still studying what this means for our health. The good news is, lots of people are working hard to find solutions.
Wow, it's like a secret ocean adventure for plastic. Can we clean up all that plastic already in the ocean?
That's the tricky part. Tiny pieces are really hard to scoop up without harming sea creatures. So the best plan is to stop more plastic from reaching the ocean in the first place and to invent smarter plastic-free alternatives.
I want to help. How can I be part of the solution?
Awesome spirit, Lily. You can help by using reusable bottles and bags, joining beach cleanups, and telling your friends and family about plastic's secret journey. Every little action counts.
I'm already imagining myself as a detective tracking a plastic bottle cap from the trash can to the ocean and beyond.
What a fantastic idea. And remember, curiosity and kindness can help solve big mysteries like this one. Scientists and young heroes like you are teaming up to protect our oceans.
Thanks, Professor Pop. Learning about tiny plastics sure makes me want to care even more about our ocean friends.
And that's the best outcome. Together, we can keep our oceans sparkling clean and full of happy sea creatures.